is about 20 before the hour. It's 100.1 FM, WRHI, AM 1340.
And nice to hear from Wendy Cole. Good morning, Wendy Cole.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I guess you guys have been looking at the beautiful artwork over at the Museum of York County for a couple weeks now, haven't you?
Oh, we have. And it's just amazing, all the talent that we have here in York County.
Is this one of the ones where you're I don't want to be a judge here. I mean, there's a lot
it's
of...
hard to
it's
judge.
Tough
oh,
to make a choice.
Definitely. Yeah. I couldn't do it. two of my judges are actually curators for... our artwork for the Vernon Grant collection.
Uh-huh.
So
unbelievable.
It's really neat. Now, good. You've had a couple of weeks here. You've been displaying the entries at the Museum of York County, and now we're going to you've had them up, I guess, over the weekend is really when you put up the ones that we're going to be focusing on.
Well, we have them all up. Okay. Anyone who entered, their artwork is on display.
Pretty neat.
at the Museum of York County.
Now, coming up tomorrow, we're going to have the awards ceremony, right?
Correct.
Tell us what we can expect when we get out there. We can really enjoy the museum as well.
Do they still have one of the prizes the weekend at Manning Kimmel's place? Is that one of the... It's not one of the...
No, this year it's at Chuck Boozer's farm.
Oh, my gosh!
Get to play with that cute kitten and new dog.
And dog. Absolutely. Yeah. That'll be fun. What do they get? Did they get a great certificate of recognition here?
The top 10 in each category get a ribbon. The top 3 in each category get prize money. And then the top 2 best of show each get $50 gift cards. So we've got over $450 in cash prizes and 102 ribbons because there's 10 categories.
Wow.
It's pretty neat because they get recognition then in the paper.
Yes, they do.
How does that work? We're going to see it in full color. Everything there is going to be printed on the Herald.
We're going to be having...
the winners are going to be presented in the Herald, right?
I believe so. Okay. The Herald is one of our sponsors, mm-hmm. and we're going to be having pictures of the winning contest in there online.
I'm not
sure what all they're going to have printed in the paper.
That's what's online, the online edition.
Absolutely.
It's
well, that can
different.
Change, you know, as far as they can put it on right there.
Depends on what the news is of the day for
Is this
the
coloring contest only? Is this the coloring or is this the pencil coloring contest, which we know everybody's doing this these days from the adults to the young kids?
Exactly.
Okay.
This
right.
is like coloring that you can like any, we had the deadline earlier in April.
Okay.
And so
all
then
right.
everybody submitted.
Okay.
And now you put them in, and they're on display at the Museum of York mm-hmm. County.
I didn't enter this year. That's why I'm a little bit behind on some of the information. I wanted to, but Lindy said, you don't have time for that.
I love it over there. I love to go to the gift shop at the museum.
It's a great gift shop, and they have some of the coloring books.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
Bring your own pens, Chuck.
Right. Yeah. Well, this is just part of some of the things that go on for the... Come See Me Festival here. It's not just some food and some run race, some races and things like that. It really, there's something for just about every member of the family.
Wendy, have you been a member of the Rock Hill community for a long time here? How long?
21
have you been
years.
Oh, you know
yeah.
how it's been changed and gone on.
Yes, there's been a lot of changes over the years, and one of the things that drew me to Rock Hill was the Come See Me Festival
right.
because when I first came and checked out Rock Hill, the town, they were about to be having the Come See Me Festival coming up. And when I saw any town that still has frog hopping competitions, it has got to be a great place for my kids to grow up.
Absolutely. Pretty much thinks it says it all, don't you think?
And
we like frog jumping still.
I know, really.
My entries have Lucas beat. I have them from ages 1, actually
oh,
below
yeah.
1, to... 104.
I bet that coloring is amazing.
Miss Maybelle Taylor.
Colored and she's 104 years old?
Yes.
Is that right? Fantastic. All right, good stuff.
What other stuff have you... You've just chaired other things over the years now that you're involved, right? Or is this really... Have you just focused on the museum? And different things, I guess, as far as the cultural and heritage museums, too.
Yeah, we have our... We're doing a brand new event at the Children's Museum today. Happy birthday, Vernon Grant.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
114 today, if you've been here.
Yeah. And we've got Earth Day birthday coming up at the Museum of York County on Saturday, so
Excellent.
Everyone can come before they go tailgating. and I got involved. Come See Me was one of the first things that I got involved in volunteering many years ago, over 17 years ago, doing... at one time I was doing all the children's events. So I had like 10 events to do for come see me every year. It's all been split up now, thankfully.
And then you got away from that, and then you married Doug Cole and the children thing, and minding the children just kind of continued, did it not?
Correct. Now, we love Doug Cole, and we're going to be real nice to him because he's grilling all the hot dogs for our birthday this weekend.
Is he really?
He is.
Go, he's a grill master.
Oh, he is. Good for Doug.
Another, he can do barbecue pretty good, I bet, too.
Oh, yes.
No doubt.
And he got a new smoker, and so everything's smoked now.
Love that idea.
He's been telling her, I'm smoking and I'm grilling. Okay? you're using me, okay? I can tell you. Thank you, Doug.
Wendy, it's been wonderful to see you. Thanks for all the contributions that we get from you, your family, as well as the Museum of York County. Thank you for representing them.
And thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
Good to see you this morning, Wendy Cole. All right, before the hour. Here we go.
Stay tuned for more Come See Me Festival coverage presented in part by Harbor Chase of Rock Hill and First Choice Plumbing on the official voice of the Come See Me Festival, 100.1 FM WRHI.